74DJW Mobile.
Rage Gigs. Hey, Dave.
I must be really down in the hole. I'm over next to the 940 Grove Road, over next to the Red Cross, and it sounds like I'm down in a deep hole.
You might be. I'm out here on White Horse Road, and you're pretty scratchy into the repeater.
Senator 2, and I'll try again, because I'm only getting bits and pieces of words. W4DJW.
I'll be around for a while.
K4WCL.
WCL? Hey, John, how are you today?
Just leaving downtown Pickens, heading back up to the hut. Anyway, I guess you freed yourself from your obligations up there. I gotta tell you, man, you did a fantastic job directing traffic there for a couple weeks. How many weeks did you end up doing that?
2 weeks. It was a while.
You weren't doing that from your house. You were doing that from somewhere. I think a radio station or something. Where did you sleep? Or did you sleep? Maybe that's a better question.
Started out at my house. And then Sunday, when the river subsided enough to where I could get across the bridge, I went up and the AM radio station, which is just 4 miles from my house, but it's a 100,000-watt station, so they could get out. But they didn't have any internet connection, no outside connection to the world, so they couldn't get weather, they couldn't get news, anything coming in. There was absolutely no communication on the inbound side. And I happened to know them, so they asked me if I would come up there and be the ears for them, I guess, because we were listening and passing traffic to them. That's kind of how it all come about.
Quinn's work, I got to tell you. And I know that was the best source of information the first couple days after the storm. We listened pretty much 24/7. So, and, you know, I saw a report. One of the iHeart radio stations, WWNC, had ham radio. I don't know who it was, but they were connected into the Mount Mitchell repeater, kind of doing the same thing that you were doing on the Caesar's Head machine.
I remember the call sign of the gentleman there, but that was WNC 570 AM, which is up in Asheville. They were taking a list of all the health and welfare checks and keeping track of it. I just didn't have so I jotted down everything I could, worked with what I had, and, you know, y'all know the results.
Imagine you didn't work for a couple weeks, so you probably got a lot of catch-up to do and a lot of probably customers that were anxious to see you, hopefully to spend some money with you. By the way, I pulled your QRZ page up one day. Boy, that's an awesome-looking rig that you work at.
And some of them were happy to see me, and some of them not so much.
You live close to Brevard or things. I know lots of Western North Carolina are not going to be the same for months and years, but are things kind of back to somewhat normal at your place? When did you get power? You must have been out of power. I got to figure at least a week.
We're back Tuesday evening, not right after a week and, 12 days or 13 days, something like that, after the storm. So that's when I got power back. Didn't have internet yet, so still I do have it now, but we didn't have it then. But, yeah, things are starting to get back fairly normal around the cleanup, trees, that kind of thing. But road repairs going on. You can move around freely now without having to dodge and back up 10 times to get to somewhere. So that's part of it, back to normal.
We were one of the lucky ones. We got power back the Saturday at 4 o'clock after the storm, so we were only out 36 hours. And I'll be honest with you, I felt guilty about it. I know Shane was out well over a week, maybe 8 days. I texted him a couple times a day, like, hey, man, you got power yet? No. So I'm feeling a little guilty. I mean, I can't control what Blue Ridge Electric does, but for whatever reason, they blessed my wife and I. And we had internet kind of in and out for a week. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it wouldn't, but it's back on now. Let me see if Dave is back in there. Dave, go ahead and pick it up if you're receiving the repeater okay. This is John, K4WCL. I'm northbound on 178 here in northern Pickens.
In the middle of Greenville, and that's in the shadow of Paris Mountain when it comes to Caesar's Head. And so I'm getting it right now, but if I go down, well, I'm about to go down the hill and I'm going to lose it again, but I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. I'm at a red light. If I'm making it in, that's the only reason I'm not moving. But Patrick, if I can get you to order another pair of those gloves, size extra large, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm in no hurry. The other ones will work, but extra large would be better.
No problem. I will see what I can do about getting them for you.
Okay, no worry. And you, John, you go ahead and pick it up with Patrick while I make my way through Greenville and out of the shadow. I appreciate the courtesy. W4DJW.
Well, good courteous ham there, Dave. Anyway, I'm not going to be in here much longer. We're just coming over the ridge line. I can't remember what this mountain here is called, but it kind of separates where we are to downtown Pickens. So I may be a little scratchy right now because I'm sort of in the shadow, but once I get up on top of it and the other side, I should be good. So anyways, just wanted to congratulate you again there, Patrick. I'm assuming last weekend the repeater was back to normal use, and I guess this weekend it is too. I've been kind of trying to stay off of it just in case. I didn't really know what the protocol was.
Back in normal amateur use, and honestly, I never really put it in emergency mode or anything like that because I wanted people to be able to use it, but realized that we were handling a lot of emergency traffic, and everybody did a really good job checking to see if they could call and check on brothers or friends or other hams and, you know, stuff like that first. And it all worked out really well. As far as I know, there was no issues with anything. So it was a really good time to see community come together and work together around something.
I did the same observation, Patrick, that you did, and I am up on top of the ridge now. You know, everybody was very courteous. People did not chit-chat idly, tie up the repeater unnecessarily. Everybody, you know, who was calling in, and, you know, from people that were calling in information to people that were seeking information, I think the local ham community here really, really impressed me. And, you know, I heard several people say, you know, this repeater is the only lifeline I have right now to the outside world. You know, when I thought about what that meant, I thought about how important our hobby is in times of natural disasters and whatnot. K4WCL.
4-HK. Yeah, it was. That's the first major event that I've been through since I had my license. So it was something awesome to see, that's for sure. And I don't know what to say about it. And then the outpouring of support for our fellow man that everybody is still doing because of it is just amazing, even more. Because if you've seen the parking lot up at Anchor and all the donations and things that have come in, some of it from us, some of it from the other churches, you know, out of the area, it's just, and they're not the only ones that way. They're having a problem keeping up with the supplies of just getting it dealt with fast enough because there's so much of it.
So one thing I did learn through this whole thing, Patrick, was your call sign. because you always say it so fast I could never really get it. So I learned your call sign in this whole Hurricane Helene deal. But, well, that's good to see all the outpouring from the community. I'm glad I asked you, what was the best bang for my buck, because it was easier for me to donate money than it was to bring supplies up there. Although I know a lot of people around Pickens County were gathering up supplies to be brought up there. But, you know, to me, if you donate money, then the organization that's handling it, they know what they need. They know what to go out and buy. So I figured that was the best way to handle it. But as people start getting settled in and figuring out they lost a lot of stuff, I had asked you about clothing. I don't know if you ever had a chance to find out about that. But both my wife and I have a lot of clothes that, you know, we're going to be retiring. So a lot of the stuff that I used to wear to work, khakis and all that kind of good stuff. My wife's got a lot of clothes. I mean, she's a clothes hound. We'd love to donate it if the church can take stuff like that, you know, at the appropriate time.
Well, now is not it. We've got so much clothes, and we have to go through every piece of it individually to make sure that it's appropriate for the situation. You wouldn't believe. We've gotten bikinis. We've gotten all kinds of stuff that are inappropriate for it. The situation. I opened up a box of open-toed women's shoes this morning. You're not going to be wearing that out there working in the yard trying to clean up. This is not the time for that. So it's just, I don't know. Everybody wants to help, but sometimes you've got to watch what you're doing trying to help, because you could be a hindrance. And as far as the monetary issue, they are using that money to help pay people's finding them rent for another place, cars, whatever they need, whatever the need is, they're meeting those needs with that monetary gift.
Be laughing here about the bikini. Got my wife laughing too. I don't know if she's gonna give up her bikinis. I think she's waiting to she'll be able to wear them again someday. All right, old man, I'm gonna let you go here. I'm going up the mountain. I may get a little scratchy. I'll say 7-3. Good chatting with you. If you hear Shane in there, tell him I said hello. I haven't talked to him in a week or so. But anyway, we got groceries to unload, and the wife bought a new coffee table and end table, so I got a bunch of stuff to unload. And I'm working, too, so I got to go see if I got any emails to tend to. But this is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima in northern Pickens County. 7-3, Patrick. Have a good weekend. Hopefully it'll be a good normal weekend for you. 7-3.
7-3, John. You and the missus have a good day, and appreciate all the support. And I will make announcements from time to time about things they need from here and there. So just trying to keep an ear out, and or text me and ask me questions. I'll be glad to do it. I'm still doing a lot of that. And I just had lunch with Shane, so he's doing great. But good to hear you today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Or mobile, 7-3.